locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio, 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our CARE Radio sports boosters.
Live Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
With that, we welcome you back once again. We're in Nortonville, Kansas, where tonight it's round one of the annual Jefferson County North Girls Basketball Tournament. And here, it's kind of cool how they're working things this year. Girls Tournament for JCN is being run the same week as the Guys Tournament from Valley Falls. And on the olden days, this would be Girls Tournament Week, and next week will be Guys Tournament Week, and it was always kind of, maybe somebody would fill in, try to pick up some games, the girls would pick up some games during the Guys Week, and vice versa. Anyway, so what they've decided to do this year, and I think this is a brilliant thing. The Girls Tournament for JCN is going to be run Monday, Wednesday, Friday. The Boys Tournament for Valley Falls is going to be Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So they're going to run both tournaments simultaneously, alternating nights, so they're going to have nights off between games, and I think it's going to work fantastic. We've already had one game here for JCN at the Nortonville site, the elementary school site. See, now, for Valley Falls and the Guys Tournament, they've got both gyms just across a commons area from one another, side by side at the Valley Falls High School. So they've got two gyms right there in the same building. So, but here, one at the middle school, elementary school in Nortonville, and the other at the high school, of course, in Winchester. And our first game tonight, it was Atchison, coming up with what was an impressive win over Valley Falls. And now here in game two, it is going to be the Oskaloosa Bears. They're the number one team in the NEKL in this tournament against the number four non-NEKL tournament team, the Northeast Kansas Nighthawks. So let's quickly look at the starters. First of all, for NEK, they come in under head coach Ryan Lawson at 2-9, starting Abby Sandstrom and Avery Grindahl, Skylar Tolan, Nicole Gaspers, and Arali Lawson. For Oskaloosa, 6-5 under head coach Tanya Kramer, her assistant coaches Kevin Lane and Stephanie Aldridge. Hosky is 6-5, as I mentioned, starting Maisie Peak and Hallie Wright with Paris Marsh, Emma Vogel, and Harper Heston. Here we go. The ball goes up. The tip is away. It's going to be controlled down by the Nighthawks. We're underway. NEK works the ball over to the left side. Tries to drive in, but that defense is really tough for Oskaloosa. They will not allow access. The ball comes back off on top. It's going to be knocked free and stolen. Here comes Oski. Down the court, the ball's going to be knocked free, snapped out of bounds over to the near side. And here at the 28-foot mark, at a forecourt, it'll be put in play for Oskaloosa by Paris Marsh. Paris is going to bring it in. We'll come into the deep right corner. Maisie, peek, skip pass underneath. Oh, a pretty move to Harper Heston. And her point-blank layup wouldn't go down. We're still scoreless as the Nighthawks come up the court with the basketball. 7:20 to play in the opening quarter. Nighthawks baseline, runner up, no. Rebound pulled again down by Harper. Heston aborted down, and Oskaloosa having a little trouble keeping their feet and their momentum, and will finally get it into the forecourt. And they'll take it down the right side, running in. The shot is up, no good. And a rebound going to be cleared away again by NEK. Nighthawks back up the floor. 6:50 to go in the opening quarter. Skip pass into the middle. Oskaloosa is going to reach in and steal it away. Lady Bears, Paris Marsh, up the floor. She's got her way up top. Paris tries the entry pass, looking for Harper, but Harper was kind of, I won't say held up, but impeded around the free throw line, not able to cut down through the lane. And as a result, the pass was in, but was beyond her reach. And for Oskaloosa, it'll be another turnover. And here we are, a minute and a half into a game with no score. Similar, kind of like to our first game of the night. Now, Steele, Oskaloosa, they'll cut it across, they'll feed it back, the jump shot, up and good. So the first bucket of the ball game is going to belong to Emma Vogel. And it will be 2-0. Valley Falls, and the outlet pass is going to escape and get away, go out of bounds, and Valley's going to have it back in once again. 6:15 to go. Opening quarter with a 2-0 lead. Here comes Oskaloosa. Oski and the home whites, they are a home team, and the home whites with red lettering and trim for the Nighthawks. Love their uniform. It is a black uniform with white and North Carolina blue lettering and trim. Here's a three from straight away. It's going to be well short, and no chance of recovering the ball and saving it back in play. So Nighthawks are going to have it in from deep in the backcourt, and as they've done through the course of the game, Oskaloosa's going to press on the upcourt play. They'll pressure the ball all the way up, and now it's going to be mishandled. It's on the floor, and Oskaloosa's going to rescue it, get it across the timeline with a little pass over to the left side. Grandal will have it there, and she will dribble it up to the top. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. 2-0. That's the Oskaloosa lead. Not a ton of offense. We didn't see a ton of offense in our first game tonight. And this one is starting off kind of in that same vein. Here's a drive right, running shot off the window, rolls around, and it's good. So the first points of the ballgame for NEK along to Skylar Tolan. And we are tied at 2 with 5:12 to go in the opening quarter. Now the ball is going to be lost out of bounds, and it will belong again to Oski. It'll come in play right in front of the Nighthawk bench. Oskaloosa comes out on top. Looking in the middle, Harper, nowhere for her to go. Cross-court pass is going to be stolen. Nighthawk, here comes Gasper. She'll take it down the right side, hold it up on the wing, lays it back behind her. Tolan goes all the way to the baseline, reverses it on top, Grindahl. A little bit of a head fake, the defender bites, the 15-footer is up and short, and the rebound is going to be allowed to carry him out of bounds and bounce out of play. It will be Oskaloosa basketball. We're going to get our first substitution of the game. End of the lineup for Oskaloosa, we're going to get Bethany Cobbis. So Bethany will come into the game, and Oskaloosa, well, they'll bring it up the floor. 4.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. It's a 2-2 game. The feed left side, the ball loose. It gets down to the baseline. It gets away. Going to go out of bounds. Back is going to come to Oski at their offensive end. Just to the left side of the lane, down to the baseline. The drive into the lane, the 8-foot runner is off the rim. No follow shot, up and good, and there's the first point of the game for Harper Heston. So Harper hits the shot, and it is 4-2 Oskaloosa. And are we getting a timeout? We are. Let's do it. A break, Joseph, 4:17 to go. Nearly midway through the opening quarter here in Nortonville, Kansas. It is going to be Oskaloosa 4, Nighthawks 2.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Put the ball back in play as we come out of the timeout and welcome you back to Nortonville. Joseph in the studio, Tom Couch at the air court side. Nighthawks with the basketball over to the right side. They're out in front of the Oskaloosa bench. Now they'll feed over to the right block. Shot is going to be high up off the window and go over the backboard. It'll go out of bounds that way, and we'll come back to Oskaloosa. So, again, neither team just exactly set the world on fire putting points on the board, but it's early. And, again, sometimes it feels like some of these teams don't come out of the box early. It just takes a little time for them to kind of get themselves acclimated and ready for the game. Here's a pass in the middle, mishandled for a moment. The shot is going to go up missing, but a foul is going to be called, and it will put Oskaloosa on the free throw line. Stepping to the line, already with 2 points today, it's Emma Vogel. And for the Nighthawks, it is going to be the first foul on Peyton Tolan. The free throw rolls out. No good. Oskaloosa is going to bring Hallie Wright back into the game. And right now we're seeing Oskaloosa rotate a few players in and out. Second free throw will also not go, but an offensive rebound followed up and knocked down by Maisie Peak. So Vogel could hit neither of her free throws, but Maisie boards down the second one and puts it back up and in. It is now a 6-2 lead. Oskaloosa from the left side, 3-point shot, airborne, no, they're going to call a travel on it. So had it gone in, you'd wipe it away, and instead of looking for the rebound, Oskaloosa is going to be looking to put the ball in play from deep in the backcourt. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the opening quarter, 6-2. Oskaloosa in front. Walking it up the floor and patiently handling the ball, nearly losing it up midcourt. Oski will come back over to the right side with Vogel. Out on top, straight away, the three launched and missed. Nice offensive rebound, brought back to the top. Driving around to the left side, the ball is going to be kicked out beyond the three-point ring, but the defense quickly steps up in front of it. And Oskaloosa will work the perimeter, reverse the ball, take it back over to the left side. 2:45 to go. Now the ball batted away, but it's going to be out of bounds. Touch last by RLI Lawson. Oskaloosa rotating players in and out. Hallie Wright is going to come back in for Maisie. 2:47 to go in the opening quarter. Bears with the lead and the ball and the shot and 2 more points. And these two belong again to Emma Vogel. She's got 4. It is 8-2. Nighthawks looking to find a little offense here before they get themselves in trouble. Down a half a dozen. Still quite a ways to go in the opening quarter, this second game of the evening here in the NEKL V Other Schools Tournament. Here's a shot from the backboard. No. Rebound is on the floor. 2 players down on the ground. Fighting over the basketball in possession arrow. Well, it's going to go to the Bears. NEK goes to the bench, and we're going to get Rebecca Hall-Bleeb into the game. So Rebecca comes into the lineup and up with it. Here comes Oskaloosa. Harris Marsh has it on the right side. Takes her time. Kicks it off to the top. Jennifer Southery to the left block. The spinning shot is going to roll down the side of the rim and bounce away. No good. Sandstrom coming up with the basketball and gets it over to Peyton. Tolan up the floor and to the right side. It's going to be Skyler. Skip to the right side of the free throw line. The backdoor pass brought out on top. Skip back over to the left side. Right now, the Oskaloosa defense is doing a nice job of just keeping themselves between the ball handler and the rim, not giving anybody a good, clean look. And now the cross-court pass is going to get away and go out of bounds. It'll be Oskaloosa basketball with 1:26 to go in the opening quarter. Officials pointing there, right here. Here's where I want you to bring this in. Paris Marsh says, okay, I can do that. Here's Hallie Wright. Hallie walks it up, takes her time. Oskaloosa is showing a considerable amount of patience, very businesslike in how they're going about this here this evening. The pass comes out on top to Harper. Heston starts right, dishes it over. There's a travel. Yeah, it was a good call by the official. He was alert, and he saw exactly how that play unfolded as Lila Flax just kind of got going a little bit before the dribble, and it will be a turnover by the Oskaloosa freshman. And the upcourt pass is going to be stolen by Harper. Heston, long pass up the floor, into the lane, the spinning shot misses. Offensive follow, misses. But we're going to have a Nighthawk foul. Oskaloosa will make an appearance at the free throw line and stepping up there. We talked about her a moment ago. The freshman is Lila Flax. We're inside the last minute of quarter one. 53 seconds left. Still 8-2. The first free throw makes it 9-2. One more shot coming up here. Lila rolls in. She'll get them both. 10-2 Oskaloosa. Nighthawks with plenty of time. Really want just a good possession, and instead they're going to lob it into the lane. It's going to be stolen by Oskaloosa. Harper Heston anticipated the pass, put herself in a great position to take it away. Back down court with it. The feed to the left block. Harper's hook shot goes up. She gets fouled, and we're going to see Heston coming to the line. 31 seconds left, opening quarter. And the foul for NEK is going to be on Katie Stegall. The free throw's good. Harper collects her third point of the game. Second one. Wow, barely moves the net. Pretty shot. 12-2 Oskaloosa. Nighthawks trying to get it into the forecourt, and they're going to mishandle it and turn it back over. Oskaloosa is going to have it back right beside the scorer's table. 22 seconds left in the opening quarter, leading it by 10. End of the game for Oskaloosa. Going to get a couple of starters. Macy Pete comes back in. Emma Vogel comes back in. Opportunity for Coach Kramer to work on something that she's wanted to try. Pass out on top to Harper. Skips it over to the right side. Halley, baseline, running shot, too strong. Offensive board, kick back outside. The shot up and good from the corner for three. Long range shot is going to be up and good, and there's the buzzer that takes us to the end of the opening quarter. We'll be back here in Nortonville after one. It's Oskaloosa 14 at the Northeast Kansas Nighthawks, 2.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Well, in the opening quarter, NEKL's points put on the board by Skylar Tolan. And for Oskaloosa, there was no real one player who kind of ran off with things. It was so even and so balanced. My goodness. Emma Vogel with 4. Harper Heston with 4. Then Maisie Peek, Hallie Wright, and Lila Flott, each with 2. That gets you to that 14-2 ball game that we have as we get set to go to the second quarter. And again, Oskaloosa, the home team and home whites with red. NEK in the traveling uniforms with black, blue, and white. It will belong to the Nighthawks. We're underway in the second. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio. Tom Kaptur here. Courtside. No player defense being employed by Oskaloosa. NEK moves the ball around. They'll drive into the lane. Weave over to the right side. Sidestepping the defender. The driving one-handed shot is going to be up and good. That was a nice, quick first step by Abby Sandstrom. And it is 14-4. Asik goes right side. The long two goes in. Paris Marshall have her first point of the game in Oskaloosa. All their starters are on the scoreboard. And as now the Bears try to trap the ball on the upcourt play They're going to commit a foul in the backcourt. It's going to be Paris picking up her first foul, and that is the first foul of the game by Oskaloosa. The only foul so far in the game by Oskaloosa. Any game, a couple of first quarter fouls, but again, fouls have not been an issue for either of these teams tonight. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Nighthawks work the ball around the outside. It's going to take a little bit of time now as they kick it back over to the edge, rotate it off on top, start to slide down the right sideline. Nice change of direction. The spinning shot is going to be off the window, but it will not roll in for Nicole Gasper. And here comes Oskaloosa. And now the pass into the corner is going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds. Sandstrom got a hand on that, deflected it into the crowd. Oski will have it in play here on the near side. And doing the inbound work, it'll be Maisie Peak. Maisie looks to the top. There's nobody there. Comes back to the right side to Paris. Now she'll be able to go to the top to Hallie Wright. Hallie has it left side. Minute and a half gone in the second quarter. Skip pass to the free throw line. The ball is going to be mishandled on the floor and going to be lobbed out toward the top where there's no teammate, and it's going to tumble out of bounds. NEK will have the ball back in play. 6:20 to go in the first half. NEK's Arali Lawson will bring it in. 6:10 to go. First half. Pass over to the left side. Saved nicely by the Nighthawks. But again, they'll try to pass into the middle. And this time, the aggressive defense for Oskaloosa is going to cost them a foul, I suspect. It will be 45. I don't have a 45. There is no 45. So interesting. Looking up and down. No, there's no Oskaloosa 45. There we go, 35. That's who I thought it was going to be, Harper. And here we go. So NEK doesn't score. And quickly, Oskaloosa goes to the other end, and Vogel does. She's got six now and leads all scorers, making it 18-4. Oskaloosa, we're 5:40 to go in quarter number two. Nighthawks back up the floor with it. It'll bounce past out on top. They do a little motioning round to the left side, reverse the ball. Kick it into the middle where the shot misses, and then on the effort of the rebound, the jump ball is called and a possession. Well, it's going to go to Oskaloosa. NEK is going to rotate players into the lineup, and we're going to get Faith Stegall into the game. Faith Stegall, we're going to call that. So Faith comes in. Here's a three. Oskaloosa rims out. Oh, that thing was halfway down. It bounces away. And up forward to basketball. Nighthawks. They'll quickly rotate it into the forecourt down the left side at 4:50 to go in the opening half. Skip pass comes to the top of the key. Working it up there with the high post is going to be Nicole Gaspers. They'll swing it over to the left side. The dribble to the top. They'll kick it back over to the left. Out on top. Open shot. It's a three. It's up. It's good. 3-point shot is going to be up, and it's going to be in for NEK in the bucket to Arali Lawson. It's 18-7. NEK trying to battle with them, staying tough. 4:18 to go. Shot from the outside for three more. Another 3-point shot. This one by Skyler Tolan, and suddenly it's 18-10. And what had been a 14-point lead has been cut to 8, and we're going to get an Oskaloosa timeout. Taking a break, 4:12 to go. We're approaching the midpoint of the second quarter. It is Oskaloosa 18, Northeast Kansas 10.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for your local health care needs. With a 24-7 walk-in clinic and a variety of long-term care options, FW Houston is your premier health care choice in Jefferson County. Call 913-774-4340 to learn more.
This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Kansas. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Kansas State High School Activities Association and the Kansas Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
What you hear in Nortonville, Kansas. It's girls high school basketball. And you say, what, Monday night? Did I miss something? No. It's tournament week, folks. I mean, fair games. Yeah, just pretty much every night, somehow, somewhere, and a lot of times, a lot of wares, because there are going to be many games going on. We're going to be covering a lot of them on the MSC family of stations. Here's a shot going up, no good. Follow shot is going to be rejected. Offensive rebound cleared back down by Oskaloosa. The drive will go to the left side of the lane and brought back out top of the key. 3:40 to go in the opening half. 18-10. Oski with the lead with the ball. And again, no shot clock here. So, Bears are going to have all the time they need, all the time they want. They have a shot clock at their own gym, but not here today. Here's a three from the right side. Is up and good. Maisie Peak has five. 21-10, 3:22 to go in the second quarter. Clock stops for a brief moment as we'll get a couple of subs checking in. Callie Wright back into the lineup for Oskaloosa. Andy Kay is going to get Skylar Tolan back out on the floor. Harold Lawson takes the ball on the inbound, and she will skip it into the forecourt down the right side. Kicks it over to Faith to go. 3 minutes to go in the half. Nighthawks with the basketball, trailing by 11. Looking to stay close. They're trying to spread the floor out just a little bit. Now, Oskaloosa with a jump at the pass is going to come up with a steal. Flying down the court. Going into the lane. The running shot misses. Rebound, Nighthawks. Back up court with it is going to come RLI. Lawson with it, top side for the Nighthawks. They'll dump it back over to the left edge. Hall left with it. Rebecca cuts in, goes to the right side of the free throw line. 2:22 to go in the first half. Skip pass over to the right side again. It's going to be stolen by Oskaloosa. They'll fast break, transition, running shot. Up, no whistle foul on NEK. Here's what happens now. When Oskaloosa gets the ball, there's no waiting around. It's going to be going to the other end of the court. It's going to get there in a real big hurry as they are going to absolutely race to the other end of the floor on that transition. First out of the game for Arline Lawson. The free throw is going to be up and good. Two minutes and 19 to go in the first half. One more shot coming up for Oskaloosa. Bears send it and score it. So as simple as that, and looks very, very easy for Maisie Peak. So Maisie with 5 in the quarter, 7 in the game, and it's a 23-10 lead for the Bears. And as the ball is going to get away out of bounds, we're going to hear that horn blow for a substitution being called. Oskaloosa will take Maisie out of the game, and here come the Nighthawks. And they're going to step over the inbound, and it's going to be an error on the inbound play. Back it'll come to Oski. Oskaloosa with a basketball. 2:15 to go and counting. We're approaching halftime here of our second game of the evening. They'll swing it over to the left side. Go to the block, spinning into the lane. Beautiful move by Harper, and then she's going to have the ball stripped out of her hands and knocked out of bounds. Harper hesitated, put on a really nice power move. She cut to the right side and then loses the handle on it. Kind of stripped away. Bears will inbound it beneath their goal. 2:05 to go in the half. They'd like to bring it in down low, but probably won't be able to. And in fact, they won't get it in at all. They're going to run out of time and turn it over without getting it in play. So Nighthawks will try it, and they will get it in quickly. bring it to the top, skip it back, go to the left side, into the forecourt on the pass. Minute 50 to play here in the first half. Nighthawks ease it over to the right side and patiently come back on top. Sandstrom has it. Face to goal, will sidestep a defender. Comes back off on top again. Becca has it. Minute and a half to go to the third quarter. Every time they go from one side to another, Nighthawks are a little closer to the rim. They just keep kind of working it in, working it in. And now the pass over to the side is going to be stolen. And then knocked away out of bounds. That was a really good steal by Lila Flax. We're talking about it. That ball kept getting closer to the baseline and closer to the baseline. But Lila says, I see what's happening here. Just reached out into the passing lane and slapped the ball away. Coming up the floor and then had it knocked away from her. Minute 15 to go in the second quarter. Still a 23-10 lead for Oskaloosa. Bears left side. Uncontested. Three is drained. Maisie Peak having a big half now. 26-10. Bears in front. We're at a minute to go in the half. The pass to the right side of the lane from the block. The shot misses. Oskaloosa brings it back up the court. The hard dribble into the forecourt by Paris. Marsh will skip it off on top. Now lose the handle for a second. Bounce it to the right side, and Nighthawks take advantage of that ball kind of being a little bit mishandled, and they're going to steal it away. Half a minute to go in the first half. Oskaloosa into player D. The drive goes into the lane. The shot goes up. No foul called. Players all over the floor, and now they're going to slow it up. Are we getting a foul this time? Yeah, we're getting someone being called for a foul. Let's see against whom. It'll be on NEK. And it's going to be on Nicole Gaspers. It is her first foul, and it'll be team foul two. So for Oskaloosa, they bring it into the backcourt. 15 seconds, 14 before half, into the forecourt at 12. They'll swing it over to the left elbow at 9. Looking into the middle. Way outside with 5. Back out on top with 3. Over to the right side. The 3-point shot of the buzzer is going to be off the mark, and that is halftime. We'll be back here in Nortonville to summarize the opening half for you. Teams are headed for the locker room. It is Oskaloosa's Lady Bears 26, Northeast Kansas 10.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Here in Nortonville, Kansas, the second game of the evening has gone to halftime, and it is an Oskaloosa lead over Northeast Kansas, 26-10. Quickly recapping the first half scoring for you. For the Nighthawks, pacing away, Skylar Tolan with 5. It was a 3-point half for R.I. Lawson. The other two belong to Abby Sandstrom. For Oskaloosa, propelled by a huge second quarter, Maisie Peak leads her team with 10. Half a dozen for Emma Vogel, 4 in the first half for Harper Heston. And then with 2 apiece is Hallie Wright, Paris Marsh, and Lila Flax. Fouls? I've never seen a game with fewer foul issues. Oskaloosa, 2 players with 1 foul. NEK, has four players, each with one foul. No one with more than one foul for either team, and it's been a very clean game. That said, we're going to be back and bring you the second half live here on Kent Radio. Game two of the night to the Northeast Kansas League team up against Independent NEK here in the JCN Girls midseason tournament. Halftime score, Bears 26, Nighthawks 10. We're kicking it back to Joseph. He's in the Kent Radio Sports Studio with another fantastic tourney halftime.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFRN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. Taking a look at the Care Country Sports schedule, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you coming up this Wednesday at 5:30 with the women taking on Baker. 7:30 is the scheduled tip-off time for the men's game. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Counts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. After Sports Look, we've got the High School Coaches Insight Show with coaches from Atchison, Marhill Mount Academy, ACCHS, and JCN. That is again Thursday night, immediately following Sports Look. Friday night, we will have possible high school tournament games. Keep your eye on our free website, mscsports.net, as we're bringing about the mid-season tournament broadcast schedule as they come out. It is an ever-evolving season at this time, and we'll do our best to keep you abreast of what's going to be going on. Then on Saturday, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you, as the Ravens will be taking on Peru State. The women's game has got a 2 p.m. scheduled tip. The men will take to the court right around 4 p.m.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Taking a look at the score from the earlier game that we had right here at Hot Country 93.7, it was Atchison over Valley Falls in the girls tournament action, with the Phoenix having a 36-25 victory over the Dragons. Right now at halftime, it's Oskaloosa Bears 26, NEK 10. Taking a look at the further MSC Radio Network schedule, we've got a lot coming up to you tomorrow night. Tomorrow, starting at 4:45 or so on KNZA, we'll begin from the Thunder Classic. We'll start with the boys' game, Hiawatha versus Troy. About 6:15, we'll have Hiawatha versus St. Mary's girls' game. And then about 7:45, we'll have Nemaha Central versus Jackson Heights. That's over on KNZA. Then on KMZA, we'll have K-State men's basketball, as they will be taking on Utah. Tip-off is scheduled for 8 p.m. KLZA has got high school basketball, Falls City versus Sacred Heart. Then we will be having more basketball action with the Hiawatha Channel with the Thunder Classic. You can watch the Hiawatha versus Troy, Hiawatha versus St. Mary's, and Sabetha games will be on the Sabetha Channel with Sabetha versus Girard at 5:05. And then at 6:40, we'll have the Burlington Invite. Again, you can go to our free website, mscsports.net, to get a more complete listing of our upcoming sports schedule. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 14 tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the south at around 5 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 44. Lows around 21. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Clear skies and dry Wednesday. Clouds on the increase by Thursday. Mid-40s Wednesday. Mid-30s by Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Currently, it's 14 degrees and clear in downtown Atchison. It feels like 6 out there with the winds out of the south at 5 miles per hour. Relative humidity at 50%. Dew point, minus 2 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure, well, it's falling at 30.41 inches of mercury. We will be returning to Tom Couts right after this.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for your local health care needs. With a 24/7 walk-in clinic and a variety of long-term care options, FW Houston is your premier health care choice in Jefferson County. Call 913-774-4340 to learn more.
This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Kansas. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Kansas State High School Activities Association and the Kansas Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving. On the road or in the field, let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we welcome you back again. We're in Nortonville, Kansas. It is the Jefferson County North Girls Midseason Invitational Basketball Tournament. And this is, you know, there are two sites. They're having couple of games tonight in the Winchester Gymnasium, and a couple of games here tonight. We got the call to go to the Nortonville facility, where in game one tonight, we saw the Atchison Phoenix and head coach Nick Rebant, the Atchison ladies, with a 36-25 win over Valley Falls, and so they advanced to the winner's bracket. Game two, just getting going here, the second half. And Oskaloosa, into the locker room, leading a 26-10, has hit a quick shot to begin the second half. Goes up 28-10. That is a bucket by Harper Heston. If you're keeping your book at home, she has a half a dozen. These two teams have got their original starting five out there. Abby Sandstrom and Avery Grindahl and Skylar Tolan, Nicole Gaspers, Ireland Lawson. Those are for NEKL. And also going to be knocked away and stolen. Here comes Harper. Outlet up the court. On the floor. One time running shot up a good. The bucket by Emma Vovo. Harper hits him with a steal. You got Paris Marsh, Hallie Wright, and Maisie Peake. The other players for Oski. And now a steal on the inbound play. The shot is up on the right side for Maisie Peake, and she's got a dozen. Oskaloosa opening it up a little bit here in the early going of the third quarter. 32-10. Bears with the lead. Basketball will come into the fourth quarter on a pass. The feed down to the baseline is going to be stolen. And then lost out of bounds by Harper Heston. 32-10 is your score here in Nortonville, Kansas. And home whites is going to be Oskaloosa. Whites with red. And the traveling black uniforms with white and blue. It is the Northeast Kansas Nighthawks. Indicator to basketball. Tom said it's going to be Avery Grundahl. Swings it over to the left side. Looking in the middle of Skylar Tolan. No room. Out on top, it'll come to Abby Sandstrom. Sandstrom to the right-hand dribble. Wants to go to the give-and-go, but her teammate got tangled up in the defense. And the ball stolen by Oskaloosa's Hallie Wright. Hallie with a shoulder-high dribble. Brings it over to the right side. Swings it over to the edge. Gets it there to Harris. Marshall puts the shot up on its way. It's up a good. And for Oskaloosa, everything is going right. It's 34-10. And they have scored what now? 8 unanswered to begin the second half. And now the ball is going to be stolen again. Here comes Oski. They will go coast-to-coast, drive and shoot and hit the bucket. Give them the continuation. And it's going to be the plus one. Fish is going to come over to the scores table. And we have 3 players getting set to come in for the Nighthawks. The foul is going to be on Skylar Tolan. It is her first. It'll be the first foul of the second half by either team. And here with 5:43 to go in the third quarter, coming to the free throw line, it's going to be Emma Vogel. The gym grows quiet. Vogel puts it in the bucket. 37-10. And 5:40 to go in the third quarter. This third quarter has been dominated by Oskaloosa. They've scored what? 11 unanswered points. Here's a feed out on top. They're rotated to the top of the key. And he came with the ball. Elaine Besent. And there's a foul by Oskaloosa. Our official's going to roll over to the scorer's table, letting us know that it's on Olivia. Is that right? Yep, Olivia Bradshaw is out there. So for Olivia, it'll be her first foul. Driving into the lane, the runner off the window, nope. And we're going to get timeout. Taking a break, 5:13 to go in the third quarter. Any game, looking for some magic, it is Oskaloosa, 37, and the Nighthawks 10.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Back with you here. The teams are still huddled up around the respective coaching staffs, and my chance to remind you that we've got Benedictine basketball coming up for you on Wednesday. These Ravens are going to be in Parkville. So it'll be Benedictine at Park, 5:30 ladies game, 7:30 for the guys game here on CARE. Here we go. It will be NEK basketball. They'll bring it in against the pressure, feed it to the baseline, kick it back out on top, and dribbling it up to the top of the key is going to be Skylar Tolan. Skylar takes it to the free throw line, brings it off on top. They'll dump it over to the left side. Here's a 3 on its way. Rims off, no good. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Oskaloosa. Coming up with a basketball, Bradshaw, shot from the right side. Two more for Harper Heston. Harper in double figures with 10. It is now 39-10. 4:40 to go in the third quarter. In any case, pass over to the right side is going to escape just out of the reach of Peyton Tolan. It's going to get out of bounds. Back it'll come to Oskaloosa. The Bears will inbound it. Vogel will inbound, and she is going to bring it in to Olivia Bradshaw. Here we go. Oski into the forecourt. Way up top side. Southery has it. Goes left. 3-point. Wow. Just fired up from the left side. Maisie Peak at 15 points now. 42-10. It is a 16-0 run for Oskaloosa to begin the second half. And now, Nighthawks will turn it over. Outlet up the floor on the left side. Bradshaw for two. So Bradshaw gets her first point, and Olivia is on the scoreboard. It is 44-10. 3 minutes and 40 to go in the third quarter. Nighthawks go to the corner. Here's a baseline three. Knocking it down from deep in the left side, and there's the first point to the second half. For the Nighthawks belongs to Peyton Tolan. 44-13. 3:20 to go in the third. To the right block, the shot up and in. And Oskaloosa feeling it a little bit now. That's Jenna Southery putting in that score. 46-13. And he works it over to the right side, takes it over to the elbow, brings it back out on top between the circles. Bit of a head fake, doesn't elude anybody. Brings it back over to the right side. Looking in. Oski stays with the player defense. The hard dribble to the right side by Grindahl. Taken down to the baseline right by Tolan. Back out on top, it'll go. Here's just DeGaulle with the ball. It's going to get over to the right side. It's going to get away and escape out of bounds. Back it comes to Oskaloosa. Nighthawks are going to go to the bench, and we're going to get R.L.I. Lawson back in. 2:46 to play in the third quarter. Phyla Flax is back in for the Bears. Jenna Southery is in. And still in at the five, Harper Heston. So that's going to be the front row for Oskaloosa. Top side, you've got Maisie Peak. And with her up there is Paris Marsh. Oskie still pretty much largely running the starters. Here's the feed at the baseline. The two-handed shot is up and good for Heston. She's got 8 in the corner, 12 in the ballgame. 48-12. 2:10 left in quarter number 3. Nighthawks will come into the forecourt. They'll swing it over to the left side, trying to pass into the middle, and it's going to get away from Katie. Katie Stegall could not get a handle on that. And back up with it. It's Oskaloosa. Inside 2 minutes ago in the third. Oski has the ball up top side. And shot up, and it's good. Two more for Oskaloosa, and two more for Harper Heston. She's having a huge, huge third quarter. Here's a shot on its way. Nope, it's going to go out of bounds. And back up with a basketball will come the Nighthawks. I'm just kind of watching a lot of players in and out of the game. Minute and a half to go. Nighthawks will bring it into the baseline right, rotate it out on top. They'll look in the middle. Not a lot of room. Reverse it back over to the left side. Run a little bit of motion. Looking in the middle, thinking about the long shot. Not going to take it. They'll bring it back on top and work it again. Looking for the good shot. Trying to make something count. Into the lane. The shot is going to be up and it's going to miss. Rebound is going to be an offensive board. And there's going to be a whistle. There's going to be a foul. And the whistle is on Oskaloosa. It'll be the first foul of the game. for Bethany Cabas. Here's a shot for the baseline. Nope. Rebound. Nighthawks have it. Cover it up. And a jump ball. Possession to Oskaloosa. 1:05 to go. Oski with the commanding lead. Is we're in the late going of the third quarter. Pass will come over to the right side. Off the block, no room from the top. The shot is going to be up by Harper. It won't drop. Rebound is on the floor, rolling around and trying to come up with the basketball. We're going to get a jump call. And it's going to belong back to the Nighthawks with 48 seconds to go in the quarter. And they'll come up the floor, a little right-hand dribble, and into the forecourt with it is going to be Grindahl. They'll kick it over to the left side. Driving in, one-handed shot is up. No, follow shot is up and in, but they're going to wave off the second shot. They're going to say foul prior to the second shot. And with 36 seconds to go in the third quarter, back at the free throw line comes N.E.K. The shot, it's up, it's good. One more shot coming up for the Nighthawks. It's 50-13. And that one is up. She'll get them both. 50-14. Backing in. Harper, she's been took out. Two more. Harper. What an incredible game she is having. Harper Heston, the sophomore. We've got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 in the quarter, 16 so far in the game. 52-14. That's 10. See if Oskaloosa looking to get a final shot. Now the ball's going to be stolen away. It's running around on the floor, and we're going to get a jump ball. It'll belong to Oskaloosa with 5 seconds left. So Oskaloosa is going to come up with an opportunity to get the ball in play. It's going to have 5 seconds. They'll bring it on in the corner. It rolls around on top, taken away. Now the throw to the other end of the court, and that wasn't quite going to get in there. And there we go. It's through three quarters in Nortonville. We're going to take a break. Time out of the court after three. Oskaloosa 52, NEK 14.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving. On the road or in the field, let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
Here we go. Headed to the fourth quarter. 52-14 is the Oskaloosa lead, and a 26-point quarter for the Bears. They doubled what they had at halftime. And a great game so far. You got Maisie Peak with 15, 16 for Harper Heston. And a falling away shot to begin the fourth quarter. Up, no, but we'll get a whistle. We get a foul, and we're going to get Oskaloosa free throws. Just from Oskaloosa, just, again, Harper with 16, Maisie with 15. Dennis almost kind of even. 11 for Emma Vogel. Hallie has 2. Paris has 2. Olivia has 2. Leva has 2. Jenna has 2. And the first free throw here is going to be up, and one more free throw coming up. That one won't quite get in. from Maisie Peak. No, wait. That one goes in. Maisie is 3 of 3 at the free throw line. And this one is perfect. So Maisie with 17. So now she and Harper, 1 point apiece, battling for the scoring honors tonight. It is 54-14. 6:48 to go. Skip pass over to the right side. Nine Hawks with the basketball. They'll drive it across the lane. Ball's going to be loose on the floor. Picked back up. Over to the right side. Bit of a head fake. Doesn't lose the defender. They'll bring it back out on top again and rotate it around the perimeter above the three-point ring. 6.5 to go into ball game. It has been all Bears here tonight. Talking to Coach Kramer before the game, coaches are always concerned that they're just not quite ready. Looks to me like they're pretty ready here this evening. Osclus has played well. Here's a three shot from the outside. It's going to rim out. No good. Offensive board from underneath. And instead of putting it back up, it comes out on top. But on that pass to the point, we'll get a whistle. Osclus reaching in to try to deflect that pass is going to pick up the personal foul. And it'll be the first of the ball game for Maisie. And now we'll see a handful of new players and new faces out there for Oskaloosa. 5:40 to go. Here's a three missing and a rebound pulled down by the Bears. Oskaloosa coming up court with the basketball. Bethany Kabish will kick it over to the right side and they'll look into the middle. Not a lot of room. Here's Kabish again. Back over to the right. We got Maddie Flowers over there. 5:15 to go. Baseline rainbow shot. Just a little bit short. And a rebound is going to be taken away by Northeast Kansas. Nighthawks up the floor with the basketball. 5 minutes left in the ballgame. They'll have Peyton Tolan jumping over to the left side. Gets it to Elena Bissett. Running shot off the window is up. No good. Offensive board, Katie. Stigall will lob it back out on top. And Elena Bissett will reset the offense. Swings it first to the right side, then to the left. Again, they're going to motion it. Out on top. Set shot. It's a three. Off the back of the rim, and it won't drop. Rebound pulled down, Oski. Bears cleared away with Jenna Southery. And into the forecourt, that's going to be Riley Hamilton. Hamilton, 4.5 minutes of play in the game. Bumps it over to the left side. Way out on top and back over to the right goes Oskaloosa. Oh, a nice little back door and the shot goes up and in. So that was a nice bit of movement to the basketball and give that bucket to Bethany Cabas. So for Oskaloosa, Bethany's first points of the game. And a turnover by the Nighthawks, the feed to the right side. The shot is up, hits the side of the backboard and it's going to be rebounded down by the Nighthawks. We're going to get a jump ball, possession back. Oski. 3:50 to go in the ball game and rolling along now. We're going to approach the top of the hour. Going to the second half. Indiana leading the Canes 10-0. That's not going to be the final score. Just telling you, Joseph, that ain't it. That's not how it's going to end. 3:20 to go. Oskaloosa will bring in a couple of additional new players to the floor. Who we got out there? Maddie Flowers is back in. Topside, Bethany Cobbins. The lob to the top is going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds and into the backcourt. And it will be NEK basketball coming into midcourt. 2:50 to play. Coming in at the middle, Faith Stigall will inbound. She lobs it way out on top. That was a nice little inbound play to present. And now the ball's going to be stolen. Here comes Oskaloosa, driving, left-hand layup. It's up and good. That was a tough shot, taking it from the left side to the right, and the bucket is going to belong to... Who I got there? Michaela Berry. So Michaela will have her first point of the game. And here's another shot by Oskaloosa. No. Rebound. 14-footer. In and out. Nope. Rebound. Oski. Up and in. So for Oskaloosa, that bucket belongs to Leela Flax. That'll be her fourth point of the game. And the feed underneath, shot won't go, but we're going to get a foul. With a minute 50 to go in the ball game. Coming to the free throw line, it'll be in EK. It is now 60-14. Nighthawks coming to the stripe. Front one. Yeah. Nicely done. One more shot coming up for NEK. That's Peyton at the line. And she will hit both of them. So Peyton Tolan at 5 points this evening. And it's 60-16. 75 seconds to go in the contest. Drive around to the right side, off the block, kick across to the left, and was there a foul? Apparently so. 1 minute to play. Going to be Oskaloosa ball coming into the baseline. Here's a long two, missing, rebounded down on top. The feed back to the baseline. Reverse it out on top. Straight away. It's a three. Perfect. What a nice shot from straight away at the top of the key. And the bucket for Oskaloosa by Michaela Berry. Half a minute to go. And he came. Will go to the baseline. Can't get it to Peyton. Oskaloosa will bring it back up the court. Run, drive, shoot, and score. That is another bucket for Leela Flax. For NEK, might as well crank one up here, guys. 2 seconds, one, and that's going to do it. Final score, Oskaloosa, 65, NEK, 16. And we'll get back here to Nortonville and summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on right after this.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
The second game of the night, close for a little bit early on, and Oskaloosa to open up a bit of a lead, up 14 at halftime, and by the end of it, they had to run away with a 65-16 victory for tonight. Hawks tonight, leading the way were Skylar Tolan and Peyton Tolan, each with 5. And Abby Sandstrom with 4 tonight and 3 for Arali Lawson. For Oskaloosa, tell you what, couldn't pick one. They just were both so fantastic all night long. We're going to share your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game honors tonight with Maisie Peek and Harper Heston. Maisie, 17 points to lead her team in scoring. Harper Heston, 16, right behind her by 1. And they were the inside-outside combo. Maisie from the perimeter What did she have? Three threes, four or four at the free throw line on her way to those 17. And for Harper, everything from in the middle, including a 12-point third quarter. Harper was also 2 of 2 at the free throw line. So Harper Hinston, Amazing Peak, your Bank of Atchison players of the game. Following them, also double digits for Emma Vogel. She ended up with 11. It was 6 tonight for Leela Flax. And then you found with 2 each, Hallie Wright and Paris Marsh, Olivia Bradshaw, Bethany Cabas, Jenna Southery. By the way, Michaela Berry coming in late in the ballgame. Michaela knocks down 4 for Oskaloosa as the Bears move to 7-5. NEK goes to 2-10. Game 1 tonight, it was Atchison and the Phoenix defeating Valley Falls 36-25. So great job by them. And again, Bank of Atchison player of the game on that one was Herrera, as she had a fantastic 13-point game to lead her team to the win. Hey, I'm going to thank you very much for joining us here this evening. We'll be back with you next on Wednesday, because it'll be Benedictine basketball at Park with the Pirates. Ladies game 5:30, guys game 7:30. Appreciate you having been here tonight. First round of the Jefferson County North girls midseason basketball tournament. Atchison over Valley, Oskaloosa over NEK. And until we greet you next time, for Joseph at the Game Radio Sports Studio, Tom Counts with you here. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on MSCSports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.